Today, Soft Rock Warm, 101.3. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt, presented by Restoration Wellness on Warm, 101.3. Flu season is right around the corner. Of course, it's been COVID season for almost a year now. So we probably should be protecting ourselves and our immune system. What do you got for us today?
Well, you're right. And I think that's the smartest conversation to have here. You know, there's so much to be discussed about the virus, but you know, one of the things that we can all control is our own body and our own resistance. So, you know, there's three things that I really love to talk to all of our clients about doing, you know, to put a little bit more control in your own hands. Cutting sugar is first and foremost. I mean, we consume a ridiculous amount of sugar as a society. And if you start looking around, there's inherent sugar and there's added sugar, just to, you know, quickly kind of hit the big things I like to talk about. Inherent, you know, eating an apple, it's got sugar in it. That's okay. That's naturally occurring. We're not going to be too worried about that. What's concerning is that added sugar, and you've got to look out because it is in the most surprising places. You're going to find sugar in bread, in pasta sauce. I mean, it's in everything today.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most prevalent and most serious, I mean, immune suppressants out there from a food perspective. It's just real surprising and something that I like to put on everybody's radar, first and foremost.
Okay.
Secondly, we talked about this just recently. Vitamin D is one of the easiest, most inexpensive, I think most profoundly impactful nutrients you can add into your diet. One that we've talked about this before, you can get it from your food, but we really all need to be supplementing. And there was some really helpful info that just came down. For the longest time, I've always really questioned the recommended daily allowance. It's just so low. It's something like 600 units of vitamin D a day. Finally, they've kind of brought that into question. And said, maybe that's not enough. And I would completely agree with that. So we talked about that before. I've got some info on my website about that for people that want to dig a little bit deeper and try to optimize their own vitamin D level. And then finally, you know, we always talk so much about healthy fat. We talk about it a lot more from the perspective of what it does for your metabolism, what it does for the body in terms of, you know, keeping it satisfied and all that. And those are all true. But, you know, inherently, there's a couple really interesting things. If you think about this, you know, it's a little different form. Okay, so don't go eating, you know, what's in the soap dispenser. But soap is inherently fat. Okay, it's naturally something that helps us get rid of these you know, quote unquote germs. And some forms are even specifically known to be antiviral. So consuming dietary fat is a really valuable tool to keeping your body in a stronger place on multiple fronts. So hopefully, you know, these kind of three just key points can send you in the right direction, because like you said, Tony, nobody wants to talk about it, but man, you know, we are entering that time of year where we all need to be a little bit more vigilant.
It's going to be tough. I know. Well, we'll keep our guards up. Dr. Matt, Wellness Wednesdays, presented by Restoration Wellness on Warm 101.3.